Okay, praise the Lord. I hope everyone's doing well today. You know what he says, go ahead and confess him now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Okay.
Okay. We're going to go to our worship now.
Okay, praise God. Let's do a USP, and let's go to establish kingdom of God, and then we'll do communion. And then we're going to intercede for the challenge of the hurricane issue that's going forth.
We're going to do communion now or at the end?
Communion. Oh, communion at the end. You're right. I'm sorry. I'm thinking 6:33.
Right.
All right, so we do a US, follow by USP, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Okay, praise the Lord Jesus. Those who know how to, please establish the kingdom of God.
Thank you, Lord God, that every demon, devil, and evil spirit is bound up and cannot affect us in any way, shape, or form. And we establish a kingdom of God in us, on us, around us, and wherever we are. The angels of God protect us all the way up through the heavens, past the aerites, and all the way below us, through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell and 360 degrees around us. We thank you, Lord God, for a 4 to 10 foot personal space of protection around our bodies, homes, vehicles, transportation, businesses. Anything that pertains to us is protected, our identity, our accounts, all media, anything that we use, social media in Jesus' name, our names. Thank you, Lord God, that even our communities surround us are protected in Jesus' name. And we impart to everybody the healing power of God, the anointing of God, the will of our Heavenly Father will be done in this service tonight with a godly firewall round about us with no interruptions of any kind or challenges of live streaming or Zoom or any other kind of challenges. We thank you, Lord God, that the Holy Spirit has free rein to minister to us as he wants to with that great anointing, breaking every yoke of bondage. And we thank you that your word is planted so deeply in our hearts tonight and that we get a greater revelation and can get set free of anything that would try to hinder us in any way, shape, or form, to make us aware of things that we are not aware of, because, Lord, we just want to be sin-free and more like Jesus. So thank you, Lord God, for helping us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So we always follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, and we're going to change things up a little bit right now. And we're going to start after we talk about our power here. And we're going to do some interceding for the challenge of that hurricane. One big hurricane is a lot, but two back to back is unbelievably demonic. So we're going to come against that. And we're going to talk now. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay. So since the Lord wants to continually remind us of who we are in Christ Jesus, more than conquerors, a super conquerors, overcomers in every situation. And that's what we call overcomers service on Wednesday night. and that we overcome every single challenge and continue to go from glory to glory. So let's go ahead and affirm together. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
God has not given me a spirit of fear.
God has not given me a spirit of fear.
Because I am fearless.
Because I am fearless.
And full of God's kind of faith.
Full of God's kind of faith.
And full of God's power.
Full of God's power.
His dunamis.
His dunamis.
Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Resurrection.
Resurrection.
Lightning power.
Lightning power.
Is greater than any power in the universe.
Greater than any power in the universe.
And it's inside of me.
Inside of me.
It has eradicated.
Has eradicated.
Every disease.
Every disease.
Every sickness.
Every sickness.
Every challenge.
Every challenge.
And God's anointing power.
God's anointing power.
Has healed me.
Has healed me.
I've received that healing.
I've received that healing.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
The soles of my feet.
The soles of my feet.
Regardless what the symptoms are.
Regardless what the symptoms are.
They are lying symptoms.
They are lying symptoms.
Because I'm a healed one. Of the Lord.
Because I'm a healed one of the Lord.
And because I'm submitted to God.
Because I'm submitted to God.
I can resist the devil.
I can resist the devil.
And all demons.
All demons.
Devils.
Devils.
Evil spirits.
Evil spirits.
Flee from me.
Flee from me.
So I tell you, flee from me now.
Flee from me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Sickness and infirmities.
Sickness and infirmities.
Flee from me now.
Flee from me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Lack.
Lack.
Flee from me now.
Flee from me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
All challenges.
All challenges.
Flee from me now.
Flee from me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am a tither.
I am a tither.
And I thank you.
And I thank you.
Jehovah Sabaoth.
Jehovah Sabaoth.
For rebuking the devourer.
Rebuking the devourer.
From me.
From me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I thank you, God, for rebuking.
Thank you, God, for rebuking.
These following challenges.
These following challenges.
Speak them out. Name every challenge. God has rebuked challenges with my finances. God has rebuked challenges of lying symptoms. God has rebuked whatever it is. Okay, we're going to move forward now. And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God has given me.
God has given me.
His perfect love.
His perfect love.
Which casts out.
Which casts out.
All fear.
All fear.
And God has given me.
And God has given me.
His sound mind.
His sound mind.
I have the mind of Christ.
I have the mind of Christ.
And I have a calm.
Have a calm.
Well-disciplined.
Disciplined.
Self-controlled.
Self-controlled.
Sound mind.
Sound mind.
That is free of memory loss challenges.
Free of memory loss challenges.
Free of recall challenges.
Free of recall challenges.
Have no cognitive functioning challenges.
Have no cognitive functioning
and
challenges.
And that my brain and mind function perfectly.
My brain and mind function perfectly.
And I hear the voice of my God clearly.
I hear the voice of my God clearly.
From my Heavenly Father.
From my Heavenly Father.
Jesus, my Lord and Savior.
Jesus, my Lord and Savior.
And the Holy Spirit, my guide.
And the Holy Spirit, my guide.
And I thank you, Holy Spirit.
And I thank you, Holy Spirit.
For helping me.
For helping me.
To be guided by you.
To be guided by you.
And to have the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Have the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Operating in me.
Operating in me.
In great power.
In great power.
Especially the gift of discerning of spirits.
Especially the gift of discerning spirits.
So that I will discern scammers.
So I will discern scammers.
And I can discern thoughts.
Discern thoughts.
That seem good.
That seem good.
But are influenced by the enemy.
But are influenced by the enemy.
And they are not God ideas.
They are not God ideas.
And that I will not be deceived.
I will not be deceived.
By any deceiver.
By any deceiver.
In any way.
In any way.
Shape.
Shape.
Or form.
Or form.
And the Holy Spirit helps me to operate.
Holy Spirit helps me to operate.
In God's fruit of the Spirit.
In God's fruit of the Spirit.
So that I could behave more like Jesus.
Behave more like Jesus.
And help me, Lord, to operate.
Help me, Lord, to operate.
In God's love, joy.
God's love, joy.
Peace, patience.
Peace, patience.
Gentleness, goodness.
Gentleness, goodness.
Faith, humility.
Faith, humility.
And self-control.
And self-control.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord.
And I thank
that
you.
I now can speak to every mountain.
And I can speak to every mountain.
And tell you to be removed.
Tell you to be removed.
And cast into the sea.
And cast into the
in
sea.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I speak to any debt.
Speak to any debt.
Any lack.
Lack.
Be removed in Jesus'
name. Be
removed
in Jesus' name.
And I speak to my bank account.
Speak to my bank account.
And I call you overflowing and full.
Call you overflowing full.
Because my income.
Because my income
far exceeds
my expenses,
and the angels of God,
angels
and
of God,
the
powers of heaven
are bringing increase to me,
on
a daily basis, Abundance of money comes to me, in Jesus' name, I thank you that the windows of heaven, have been opened up unto me, and
all those blessings
are being poured out upon me daily, running to overtake me, And I thank you, Lord, for a hundredfold return.
Thank you, Lord, for a hundredfold return
of all the offerings I've given to you. And I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for an abundant harvest. Of the desires of my heart. In Jesus' name, that are
exceedingly abundantly above
all
that I could have asked,
hope,
or thought of,
In Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen.
Now, with that in mind, we are going to go intercede for this storm. It was a Category 5. Milton went down a 4. It was supposed to be predicted to hit landfall at a 3, which is still very challengingly devastating. And then it went back up this morning to a 4. So this morning again, we prayed, and now it's back down to a prediction of a 3. However, that's just too much. So we pray in the name of Jesus. We command the storm. We speak to the sea. We say that in the name of Jesus, that the barometric pressure is raised up to a tropical storm level. And that there will not be intense wave surges in Jesus' name, storm surges. We declare in the name of Jesus that it will de-intensify. And we say, winds be still. And we command tornadoes to stop forming and to go back up in the air right now in the name of Jesus. Because there's since this morning, there has been over 100 tornadoes that have touched down in Florida.
Now, all those red spots are tornadoes.
All these red dots are sighted tornadoes. This has never been seen before like this. We bind up every demonic challenge coming against the United States with all these storms and all this devastation and fires and flood and earthquakes and challenges and just every challenge that we've been having, we bind it. We come to you, Lord God. We humble ourselves and pray. And thank you, Lord God, that you hear us and you heal our land in Jesus' name. And in the name of Jesus, we just speak to the storm, peace be still in the name of Jesus. We ask you for mercy. We ask you for grace. We ask you, Lord God, to be upon all the people in Florida and protect them, Lord God, especially the Christians, the churches, their businesses, their homes, and everything concerning them. But Lord, have mercy on everyone, Lord God. We need you to help in Jesus' name.
Now, if you remember your old physics, force equals mass times acceleration. So it's great the storms come down so many miles an hour, Category 3. We still need to come down even more in Jesus' name, but also to shrink down in size so there's less force going across Florida. So if it just shrinks down in size and the speed goes,
it leaves quickly.
The winds slow down, but it doesn't stall over Florida as well in Jesus' name.
So let's just pray in tongues right now because we're taking authority. And in Jesus' name, and if one could put 1,000 to flight, 10,000, we are going to start speaking in tongues and praying some more over this. And throughout the night and tomorrow, those of you that are led, keep praying in Jesus' name. Go ahead and unmute yourself so we could pray together out loud. Those of you that don't have background noise, if you have background noise, please stay muted.
Okay, thank you all. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, and glorify your holy name. We thank you these prayers went forth. We thank you that the angels are not doing what they need to do to slow that storm down and bring it down to minimal in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that our prayers are effective. We believe that our prayers have been effective now in Jesus' name. And one puts 1,000 flight, two puts 10,000 flight. So we all put who knows how many to flight in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So, on Sundays, when we minister, it's good for us to review the Word of God and see what God wants us to focus on in His Word. And then on Wednesdays, we want to implement what God is wanting us to ingest and incorporate to a greater degree. We're going from a higher level to a higher level. Okay, so we're always wanting to move forward, upward and onward. So as we started teaching this prosper your soul and be in health topic, it's a very important topic because people don't realize there is a connection that when there is a challenge of needing healing or not having the full manifestation of it yet, or having some financial challenges or needing to prosper more financially, the root that we have to work on is prospering our soul. When we prosper our soul more, then a nice benefit of that is that you're going to be seeing the financial prosperity and the healing manifest as a product of your soul being restored, renewed, refreshed, and basically being successful, because the word prosper here in 3 John 1, 2 means to be successful. A lot of times when people have challenges of severe trauma, any offense that was very harsh, it tends to hurt the person in their spiritual heart and be disappointed or discouraged or depressed. Or, you know, here where it's in number three, D3, shatter that heart. Many times when we are praying for someone with a physical heart challenge, the majority of the time, the Lord will tell us that they had a spiritual brokenness in their heart from some kind of wound of somebody that offended them or disappointed them. And some of them even forgave with a prayer of forgiveness, but they still had residual hurts in their heart. And the reconciliation wasn't there. The relationship might have still been broken, and they're resulting now in a physical challenge. That happens when someone has a lost loved one as well, and some people are so brokenhearted that some of them die of a broken heart of losing a lost one. That's why we minister to people going through grief, because it's very important, because the enemy wants to take those people down too. And so we have to stand strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Many attacks of the evil one, God's enemy, can come because of a broken or shattered heart. So you may not have a broken heart, but you may know someone that does. So this teaching can help you. But if you've ever had any wounds by anyone, any offense, any abuse, any verbal abuse, any neglect, any rejection in any way, shape, or form, if you've had any bullying happening to you or happened to you, if you have gone through some challenges that people aren't understanding you. There's constant miscommunications. They're constantly judging you or trying to manipulate you or trying to have false accusations or assumptions and don't even talk to you about it. Or when they do, they just censor you. And then some people feel intimidated and don't want to offend other people, whatever it is. That affects your soul. That all affects your soul. What if you did something in the past and you prayed to ask God to forgive you of something you did, but you have so much regret and self-condemnation and shame? You know, I'd like Pastor James to speak to that one.
Well, when people walk in shame, it's actually a form of unworthiness is what it boils down to. And if you're in shame, the person's in shame, then they're not receiving what Jesus died for them on the cross because they've been forgiven. Okay? It's very important to remember we must forgive ourselves. It's easier to forgive somebody else than forgive ourselves because we think in our back of our minds that we should have known better. And Satan's very good, talented at pulling out those things at the right exact point in time and saying, remember when you did this, you made that mistake, you know. And you know what? We have to let it go. Your response has to be, I've been pardoned. It's as though it's in the sea of forgiveness, so it never existed.
Right.
Because it was paid for by Jesus.
Right. So tonight, you need to release that. And those of you that have had so much on your plate, an over full schedule, so much is going on. It's time to release feeling challenged and letting God refresh your soul tonight. Let Jesus heal your broken heart and restore your soul. Maybe you don't have a broken heart, but you need your soul restored. Maybe you need that refreshing. I love Psalm 147:3, number 4. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for binding up every person's wounds, that any disappointment, any failed expectations of yourself or others, we thank you, Lord, for helping each person right now receive that restoration to their soul. Receive healing to their heart in the name of Jesus. Physical heart, spiritual heart. And they're receiving that anointing of God, that dunamis dynamite resurrection lightning power, zapping their spiritual heart, zapping their physical heart, healing their physical heart and cardiovascular system. And healing any brokenness in their heart and restoring their soul, which also is connected to any challenges of Alzheimer's, dementia, memory loss, learning disability challenges, anxiety, stress, feeling overwhelmed, nervousness, low self-esteem, insecurities, panic. All of that needs to be restored and healed. And God is doing a work on you right now. The Holy Spirit is touching you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. He's erasing memories that were negative. He's going into your heart, your spiritual heart, and removing any negative emotions and memories. He's going to your mind and unblocking you from feeling like a failure in any way, removing the shame and the embarrassment, discouragement, depression, grief, anxiety, nervousness. Thank you, Lord, that your perfect love that's inside of each of us casts out all fear. We're not giving place to fear. Thank you, Lord, that as we hear your word and hear your word and hear your word, our faith increases more and more. Thank you, Lord, that your perfect love, it just shows us how much that unconditional love is for each of us. That you love us so much, each and every one of us, that you call us your own. That we are in the secret place of the Most High. We dwell with you, Lord, in the shadow of the Almighty. Thank you, Lord, that goodness and mercy follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that means that good things come from other people. They go out of their way to help us and have mercy on us when we have need of it, because we have blessed others in that way. And we thank you that I'm seeing in the spirit realm that God is putting on the hearts of people to help in ways that you wouldn't have never thought of. We thank you, Lord God, for opening up doors that no man can close, that this is the season to release the past, release the brokenness, release the hurts, release the fears of challenges in any way, shape, or form. Release all sickness and infirmity symptoms that are lies anyway, and increase in your health, increase the manifestation to completion of everything that you need, including your healing and everything that pertains to you, as God is prospering our souls right now, and we are in health even as our soul prospers financially, spiritually, in our hearts, in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in everybody's life tonight. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. We worship you. We praise you. We worship you. There's a strong anointing. If you need something from the Lord, just raise your hands right now to the Lord. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you. We praise you. Just let the Holy Spirit minister to you. His anointing is there upon you, ministering to you right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you and we praise you. We worship you and praise you, Lord. We worship you and praise you, Lord. And that healing power of God is going forth and ministering to you right now, healing every brokenness in your heart, every wound, every trauma, taking away every negative emotion and memory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for restoring our souls. Thank you for prospering our souls and being successful in every area. We thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those that were discouraged have a new hope. Those that were downtrodden and brokenhearted have been completely made whole and restored. And those that need to be refreshed and re-energized, Lord, you're just pouring out the joy of the Lord, which is their strength right now. And the oil of joy for mourning anyone that's gone through grief or a loss of anything. People might have lost their livelihoods, or people in storm damaged areas may have lost properties. Whatever the grief is, whatever the loss is, Lord, you are healing people's hearts right now. You are comforting, consoling. You're embracing each and every person right now as we cast our care and our worries and frets upon you, Lord. We release them and give them to you. We see your hands coming down and taking them as we release them to you. They're no longer in our hearts or minds or hands. We're free. Thank you. Thank you. Fear is gone. Fear is gone. Thank you. Thank you. I'll put in the meeting chat number one if you receive something special from God tonight. I did. Did you?
Yes.
We did. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Anyone else receive something special from the Lord? Special presence, his anointing, his peace, healing of your hearts, physical or spiritual, just his love pouring out upon you, his perfect love, a refreshing, restoring of your soul. Thank you, Lord. That anointing is very strong. It's like a blanket. Can you sense that? Just like a blanket in your wherever you're at. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's getting stronger. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow, that is a strong surge. Direct from the throne of the Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Just receive that. Keep receiving. Keep soaking it up. He's doing something in your soul, in your mind, in your body, in your physical heart, spiritual heart. Thank you. Praise. 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 Hallelujah. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you. We worship you. We worship you in spirit and in truth. We praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Praise you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Praise you. We worship you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Shake it. Wow. Awesome. Awesome, awesome night. God is so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Josephine, would you be able to share when the anointing was so strong last Wednesday, what happened with your hands?
It's interesting because it's happening again tonight.
Why isn't that surprising?
Praise the Lord.
Bless God. I mean, it's just, wow. It's heavy. It's real heavy. And I literally feel something in my hands. It's very heavy, and it's electricity, but it's so intense. It's so intense, and I can literally feel it's tangible.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and last Wednesday you said your hands were like on
fire. They were on fire. They were burning.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Anybody else having those kind of God experiences last week or tonight? Anybody else? Show of hands. Renee, you want to share?
I've actually been having that since September. And it comes back and forth. I call these types of physical manifestation of spiritual blessings to come as spiritual impressions. So it's been interesting that I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's been about 30 days now. That it comes and goes throughout, like literally can happen throughout the day. Like today, yesterday was the same thing. And it's just pretty awesome though, in my opinion, that, you know, I think the Lord is preparing us to receive that wealth transfer.
I agree. And, you know, the anointing has been so strong. Thanks for sharing. On Wednesday nights and Awake 633 every single day. But it's increasing even more and more and more, like Renee was saying, and like Josephine has been saying. I mean, I feel like I'm in a sauna. Like last week and today again, I feel like somebody turned up the heater like 20 degrees, you know, it's just all over us. And, Pastor James has been prophesying that we've been given that wealth transfer, and we believe that it's already been done in the spirit realm. And he's believing that from now till December, God has ordained for us to be multimillionaires by December. And
in this group,
and
those who follow what the Lord is telling you to do, hear his voice. In this group, there's going to be several multimillionaires.
And Awake 633. Mm-hmm. So we just continue to affirm that. We continue to receive it. We continue to be guided by the Holy Spirit with wisdom and follow his leading. And as we're teaching you to hear his voice even better than you've ever heard it before, and we believe Jesus, you will also see Jesus. I mean, that's his promise to us according to Acts. And we thank you, Lord God, that you do show yourself to each of us. That is all of our desire. Let's just affirm that. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
According to Acts 22.
Acts 22.
14 through 15.
14 through 15.
I praise you, Lord.
I praise you, Lord. That you.
Are the God of my forefathers.
Are the God of my forefathers.
And you.
And you.
Have destined and appointed me.
Have destined and appointed me.
To know your will.
To know your will.
To perceive.
To perceive.
To recognize more strongly.
To recognize more strongly.
And clearly.
And clearly.
And to become better
become better
and more intimately acquainted with your will.
Your will.
And to see you.
And to see you.
Jesus, my Messiah.
Jesus, my Messiah.
The righteous one.
The righteous one.
And to hear a voice.
To hear a voice.
From your own mouth.
From your own mouth.
And a message.
And a message.
From your own lips.
From your own lips.
Every day.
Every day.
Continually.
Continually.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am your witness.
I am your witness.
Unto all people.
Unto all people.
Of everything.
Of everything.
That I see.
That I see.
And hear.
And hear.
That you, Jesus.
That you, Jesus.
And Holy Spirit.
And Holy Spirit.
And Heavenly Father.
And Heavenly Father.
Are teaching me.
Are teaching me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And everyone that agrees says.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise and glorify you. We thank you for all these manifested prayers right now. I thank you that this anointing that you're putting upon this group right now is anointing to prosper, even as our soul prospers. And we thank you, Lord, for the transfer of wealth to start coming over to those who are preparing themselves for it. And it starts and continues to go all the way through until the end times. We bless everybody here right now to hear your voice, receive your instructions, and know, as you told Peter, where to drop his net. You tell us everything we're supposed to do for that suddenly receiving of the blessings. So much so that all debt is eradicated out of this group, with plenty left over for their own personal needs, as well as to bless the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, I decree in the name of Jesus that you will teach everybody how to be debt-free very quickly. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. Want to go to communion Pastor now? Matthew, you ready to do the communion, please? And then we have Denise doing the blood afterwards.
All right. No problem. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We thank you for all that Jesus has done. Let's go ahead and do a one of our sins prayer. You go ahead and just repeat after me. Father, I'm not aware of any sins.
Father, I'm not aware of any sins.
And in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I thank you for forgiving us.
I thank you for forgiving us.
And cleansing us of all unrighteousness.
And cleansing us of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Father, for your word that promises us, tells us that as we take your body and your blood, that we are delivered. We thank you, Father. Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the body and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take it and eat it in remembrance of me." And Father, we do remember what Jesus did as he gave himself, as he gave his body, and therefore bore in his body, according to Isaiah 53, sickness, pain, diseases, infirmity, sorrow and grief. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. So physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every way, Father, we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And so, Father, tonight, as we take your body, we are, in doing so, proclaiming that we believe you, and we say out of our mouth that I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Let's take now the broken body of Jesus.
We receive in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Matthew. That was beautiful.
Denise, you ready?
Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for this time and this and the anointing that you have upon this meeting, the Overcomers Club. And Father, in the name of Jesus, as it says in 1 Corinthians 11:25, in the same manner he also took the cup after suffering, saying, "This is the cup of my new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we thank you for your blood. For as often as you you shed for us, now that now we are made clean, and as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
Pastor Matthew, Denise, thank you. Very, very good job on that. Really appreciate it very, very much. Okay. Renee, would you be so good as to do the body next week?
I won't be available next week.
Okay.
Thank you.
But the following week.
Okay, we'll put you down for the following week.
Sounds good.
All right.
Nick, would you be able to do the body next week?
Yep.
Thank you. And Carol, would you be able to do the blood next week? Do a mother-son thing?
Would be good if I'm available. I'm still on Remember Baby Watch.
Okay, yeah. And if you are, let us know. And then thank you. And then with Renee, do you
know? If I'm not here, then you know.
Yeah, we know. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so we have Nick for the body and Carol for the blood. Unless Carol can't make it, then we'll ask somebody else, but she'll let us know ahead of time. Okay, great.
And the week after will be Renee and...
Sharon Crane, would you do the blood next week?
The week after. And not next Wednesday, but the Wednesday after.
Yes, I would love to.
Okay, excellent. Great.
Okay, great.
All right. Are we going to close in prayer now?
Definitely. Okay. Well, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, wish we glorify your holy name. We thank you for this time to get together in fellowship and be with you, Lord. We thank you that our prayers have gone forth. We send these out right now to manifest and to bring back the manifested answers to these prayers now. We thank you for the physical blessings, the financial blessings for everybody here who listens to this in the future. And we also thank you for that storm to be downgraded continually to virtually nothing in Jesus' name. Lord, your holy name, praise you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
We all bless and impart everybody with this wonderful anointing that you put upon us today. Now, just knowing to saturate everybody continuously as they go in peace in Jesus' name. And as we say, we want to bless everybody to hear the voice of our God clearly and discern between the Holy Spirit and the lying enemy and know the truth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So that concludes tonight's ministry. And those of you that want to say goodbye to each other, you can go ahead and unmute. Love you guys. Have a great night.
God bless you.
Bye, everybody.
Bless you. Bye.
Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.